Hello, welcome to the Monday, June 8th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We talk here a lot about the Internet of Things, and often when I talk about the Internet of Things, I'm talking about consumer devices, but really that technology of network devices that are interconnected and home automation or building automation is now becoming more and more a part of commercial buildings, and with that, network infrastructure. Manuel has a great little article about building automation and control networks or BACnet devices and how you can use Nmap to scan for these devices on your network. One problem I've seen in the past a couple times is that often these devices are connected to the network without necessarily involving the network or the network security teams. And in such a scan, I think with Nmap is pretty simple and certainly something that I think is quite necessary. And apparently, at least in New York City, people are now mugged for their Bitcoin wallets. Now, it's not quite as random, but apparently what has happened now a couple times in New York City is that individuals were mugged after setting up appointments on street corners to sell Bitcoins via Craigslist. So essentially, they either placed an ad on Craigslist or answered an ad on Craigslist offering to buy Bitcoins, and when they showed up to actually sell the Bitcoins, they were instead just robbed off those Bitcoins. The latest case here was about $1,000 worth of Bitcoins, but apparently there have been several others with up to $8,500 worth of Bitcoins being stolen. The real lesson here is that even if it's Bitcoins, don't let your guard down. In the one case, the individual selling the Bitcoins did enter a car with two other men at about 1:50 a.m. Probably not a smart thing to do no matter what you're trying to sell or buy. And let's encrypt a project that promises free and automated SSL certificates for everybody, published its root certificate and two intermediate signing certificates. If you're interested in playing with the certificate authority, you may want to start adding these certificates. If not, then hold off on it and see what exactly will happen here. Initially, the promise was that as of this summer, so pretty soon, we should see this certificate authority offering free certificates. Mozilla, Akamai, Cisco, and the Electronic Frontier Foundation are sort of behind it. So with Mozilla, at least, I would expect Firefox to support these certificates. I haven't really heard anything about other browser makers. Now, free certificates are not necessarily something new. Start SSL does that for quite a while. What really sort of distinguishes Let's Encrypt is that they also came up with a set of shell scripts and such to really automate the process of deploying these certificates. So that really should make it a lot easier. For example, if you host a number of different web servers and such, to make all of those web servers SSL capable. And if you are doing malware analysis for a living or even just occasionally, you're probably familiar with Remnux, the Linux distribution that comes with a lot of the malware reverse analysis tools pre-installed. Well, Lenny just came out with a new version, version 6. That version is now built on Ubuntu 14.64-bit. Also, it should make future updates a lot easier. So if you then get the next version of Remnux, you can just actually download it from within the old version and it should update automatically. Tons of new and updated tools in this distribution. For example, PEDump here. Nginx also to replace a tiny HTTPD to have some more full-featured web server, I think. Yara rules, that's another, I think, interesting addition that I will appreciate here. And then a number of new tools to, for example, examine PCAP files. CapTipper is one of the tools here. And to analyze Microsoft documents, some of the tools like Didier Stevens has been talking about in past blog posts on the Internet Storm Center website. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.